happy day when Jesus was. When my Jesus was, he was most in the way. A happy day.
Family, thank you for joining. We are Family Prayer Line, live and on podcast. And it is to God be the glory for blessing us to pray for one another, praying for salvation for one another, as well as those that are throughout the world. John 14:6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Family, it is because I believe in the impossible that I am so excited about the Lenten season. While Lent is not specifically stated in the scripture, it represents principles of the scripture, fasting and prayer, which is the context for purposeful submission in the series, Making Difficult Decisions. Hallelujah. But let's first begin with prayer. Father God, thank you for your rich and plentiful words found in the Bible to direct our lives. Use me, Holy Spirit, so all that hear will understand the depth and impact of Jesus Christ as a Savior that did fast and pray. Help us all to grow closer and stronger in our relationship with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, I really am so thankful and grateful to God tonight. As I was listening and praising and worshiping him, the Lent season just makes sense to me. Because Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, confirms that Jesus endured 40 days of fasting in the wilderness and overcame 3 attacks by Satan. Hallelujah. I'm using Matthew, but it's found in all of the Gospels. Hallelujah. Because Jesus' example to fast and pray is so very important for us, because if he did it, you know we got to do it. Hallelujah. And so he showed us his strength and the certainty there is when there's purposeful submission to God, because that's what Jesus was. He submitted to God. Hallelujah. And it was clear, because after the wilderness experience, Jesus immediately entered into his ministry, beginning in Galilee. Matthew 4:12. Family, that's what Lent is about. The connection of Jesus' 40 days to his ministry. Because Jesus' ultimate purpose was the crucifixion, death, and resurrection. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It was his 3 years of ministry that provided the disciples, that's us, and all believers, a reality of who God can be to us through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. So I say, thank you, Jesus. And Lent is an opportunity to live purposefully, submitting, because we will be living according to Romans 12:1, to present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our spiritual worship. Hallelujah. Because worshiping God is the best place to be. Because you know when praises go up, blessings come down. To God be the glory. And fasting and prayer is transformative. As our daily routines of doing or not doing, or eating or not eating, or giving to the Lord because we pray and we need him and we focus on him. And that's what happens during the Lenten season, which is necessary to help us, one, to stop doing something or one to start doing something, because God is always directing us. Glory to God. And a fast that is not successful is described in Isaiah 58, verses 3 to 5, using the Message Bible translation. It reads, well, here's why. The bottom line on your fast days is profit. You drive your employees much too hard. You fast, but at the same time you bicker and fight. Woo! Stepped on my toes. You fast, but you swing a mean fist. Ooh, ooh, hallelujah. Lord, you know us well. The kind of fasting you do won't get your prayers off the ground. Do you think this is the kind of fast day I'm after? A day to show off humility? To put on a pious long face and parade around solemnly in black? Do you call that fasting a fast day that I, God, would like? Oh, hallelujah. I can tell you, I know these scriptures came right from the Lord, because when I first started to fast, that was me. Oh, have mercy, Jesus. But as you continue to fast, that's when God sets you straight. Because, Lord, have mercy upon somebody getting in front of me and that chocolate, because it can get ugly. But to God be the glory, because the Holy Spirit helps us control ourselves and gets our flesh under control, and it transforms our character. I know the Lord directed me in this manner, because to tell your flesh no, it is a difficult decision. And I used to become very disappointed in myself. And then I read, God knows us. Because those scriptures from Isaiah, that's what he was telling to the Israelites. Just as God told us what not to do, to God be the glory. In Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 9, he tells us what to do. And it reads, this is the kind of fast day I'm after, to break the chains of injustice, get rid of exploitation in the workplace, free the oppressed, cancel debt. What I'm interested in seeing you do is sharing your food with the hungry, inviting the homeless poor into your homes, putting clothes on the shivering, ill-clad, being available to your own families. Hallelujah. Throw up our hands, because isn't that what we're doing right now? Glory to God. Do this, and the lights will turn on. Ooh, I know they have for me. And your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness, oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, will pave your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. Then, when you pray, God will answer. You'll call out for help, and I'll say, here I am. Glory to God. That's God's word, family, for God's people. And if you can't shout, I gotta shout. Hallelujah. Because fasting changes character, making you better inside and out through Jesus Christ. Because remember, Isaiah was the Old Testament, but we have those exact words right now, because Jesus never came to get rid of the Old Testament. He came to fulfill the Old Testament. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And did you notice that God was calling us to something? In Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 9, fasting goes beyond not eating. Because when you get your flesh in submission, then you have self-control that can make you do what you're called to do. Hallelujah. Matthew 4, verses 1 through 2, the Christian Standard Bible reads, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Family, fasting is a God-strengthening experience because Jesus shows how we can be an overcomer even at our weakest, most vulnerable moments. Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 and 4 reads, "Then the tempter," we know who that is, right, "approached him and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell those stones to become bread.' He answered, 'It is written, man must not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Family, hallelujah. The power of fasting and prayer with reading the Word of God is transformational in one's walk with God. How do we know? Because Jesus fasting and communing with God is what propelled Christ into his ministry. Remember verse 1, we just heard it read. It was the Spirit that led Jesus into the wilderness and why Christ was able to not fall for the tricks of the devil. In verse 7, Jesus told him, "It is written, do not test the Lord your God." And verse 10, then Jesus told him, "Go away, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Hallelujah, family. Fasting and praying is a personal calling by God. It's not a request from me or others because others can't help you succeed. So my goal isn't to get you to fast. It's food for thought, no pun intended. I'm encouraging purposeful submission for all to do what God has called you to do. It can be as simple as reading and praying over Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 through 9. Just be purposeful in hearing the Holy Spirit's voice and realize that Jesus' sacrifice was much greater than anything we could do. Hallelujah. That's why John 10, 14 through 18, in the Message Bible, Jesus invites you personally with these words. If you don't know him, it's an invitation that he gives to you personally. If you want to become stronger, it's your invitation personally. Not for me, but these are his words because it says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and my own sheep know me. In the same way the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I put the sheep before myself, sacrificing myself if necessary." You need to know that I have other sheep in addition to those in this pen. Ooh, hallelujah. Those are the ones that are outside, and we are the ones praying for them to be able to come inside. Glory to God. I need to gather and bring them too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They'll also recognize my voice. Then it will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I freely lay down my life. And so I am free to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will. I have the right to lay it down. I also have the right to take it up again. I receive this authority personally from my Father. Glory to God. That's Jesus. Hallelujah. So, family, and ones listening, whether on podcast or live, if you need the shepherd and sheep relationship, pray in agreement with me. Father God, I am a sinner, and I repent from those things that I should not do, because I now desire a better way to do and to be. I believe Christ to be the Son of God, born in a manger to die on the cross to cover my sinful ways with his blood. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. And with that, welcome to One Flock, One Shepherd. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us, your children. Lord, lead us to do your will so that our lives will be found pleasing to you. Just as Christ readied himself for his purpose, we pray we all hear the appeal of Romans 12:1 to the brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, for us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, God, which is, hallelujah, our spiritual worship. We thank you for being the good shepherd that knows his sheep. And that's why we ask you to forgive us from our sins and help us, Lord, when we fall short. Help us and forgive us. Holy Spirit, let us hear when you call and let us submit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for putting us before yourself and sacrificing yourself for us. We pray for those in Ukraine. Have mercy, Lord, on us in this weak and wicked world. Oppression is rampant and injustice is being normalized. Help us as fellow heirs to stand up, to do, and to say what is right. Watch over the Ukrainians, Lord, because their lives do matter. That could be our lives. Oh, have mercy, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for freely laying down your life so that we may have abundant and eternal life. Help us to fast, pray, and seek. Help us to pray for the Ukrainians, and let us know, Lord, what we should do, who you would have us to minister to. The world needs you. We need you. And so we pray for those on the prayer list, Lord. And we thank you so much for the praise reports. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Father God. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Love you, family. God is good.